Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Everybody, on this Tuesday afternoon, May 3rd. You big Star Wars guy? Isn't that the thing tomorrow, May 4th? May the 4th, what do they got? I think that's the Rockies Day. They're doing Star Wars Day there tomorrow. Yeah? You into that, Jades? You don't strike me as a Star Wars kind of guy.
I do like Star Wars.
You do? I didn't think you were a nerd at all. When we first met, I said, What are you into? Like outside of sports? But you are kind of a nerd then. You're into Star Wars.
I'm not into it. I just like it.
Like, what does that mean? Did you see the ones in the 70s? Those?
It means if it's on, like, I'll turn it on. But I mean, I couldn't have like an actual conversation.
Okay, so you can't like get into, you know, the Ewoks and the nature of them and all that stuff. Like you can't. You just kind of know that it's space battles.
Yeah, exactly. All I know is Tatooine. That's the extent of my knowledge.
I'm all right. I mean, I know enough to... I don't even know if I know enough to be dangerous about Star Wars. I was not a nerd, really, until I got into mid-high school. Then I kind of started liking Lord of the Rings. That was cool. But I didn't care about sci-fi or Star Wars, Star Trek, or anything like that. Watch Star Wars, the old ones or whatever. I don't know. They're all out of order. It's weird to me how they did that. I watched those like later in life, my mid 20s. And you're going to see this, Jades. People like me are going to tell you to go back and watch movies from time before you were born that are great and timeless movies, but you're going to go watch them and be like, that actually sucked because the technology isn't there. The stories aren't quite there. So, like, I went back and watched those Star Wars movies, and they were terrible. Awful. For me. Like, I wasn't into it. These weird little laser guns that they had that don't hit anybody. Like, just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the same boat as me. Like, I'm a big horror film guy. Like, I love scary movies. And I have not found a scary movie that's actually, like, scared me. But my dad swears that The Exorcism... Or The Exorcist is like the scariest movie ever made.
I thought that was scary.
Yeah, but when I watch it, I'm like, really?
Because it's like the special effects. Yeah. The special effects in that day, though, that was like crazy.
Right.
Crazy.
But like in today's standard, it just doesn't even compete.
You're right. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen? I don't know why we're going on this tangent, but this is just the way things are sometimes.
I don't know what the scariest movie I've ever seen. I saw Hereditary recently.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, it had a really good plot and there was like some cool twists, but it wasn't really scary and the ending was just goofy.
I normally don't like to do scary movies by myself. My wife can't. She can barely watch Mickey's Christmas Carol, dude. So she's out completely. I tried to watch It. The first one, the other day, it was just on. Maybe it was the other day. It was like Halloween time or something. I always like to say that I'm going to get in that mode and get into scary movies and do that thing. And I just never do. But I had, like, we got free HBO for like 3 months, one of those promotions they give you. And it was on. So I'm watching it. I mean, there's some scary stuff in there.
Yeah.
But then he starts dancing at the end.
Yeah.
And it completely took me out of it. So now every time I see the show on, it's like he's not scary. He's comical, creepy, interesting, but not really scary.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what happens a lot of times. Like, they work so hard to build this character, and then
when they give it to you and you see it, you're like, yeah, that's not... You know what? Do you ever see the Chuckies? Did you ever go back and watch Chucky's, those movies?
I haven't, but I mean, I don't think they'd be scary.
And they're not. Like, why? I was terrified of those movies. Like, Child's Play is what they were called. That, those absolutely scared the crap out of me. But it's a tiny little doll. Like, he doesn't have any special powers other than the fact that he can't really die. But he put his spirit into a doll. All you have to do is just lock it up.
Yeah,
he's not getting out of there.
It's the same with Annabelle. Like,
oh, is that like the same deal?
Yeah.
Just, so she can't like do anything crazy.
Well, she can.
Oh, she can.
Yeah, she's like crazy demonic.
No, she can. Okay. Because like Chucky didn't have any powers. He's walking around like a switchblade, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, come here. It's like, dude, your steps are like 30 of my one. So I'm going to walk away from you at a fairly fast pace and I'll be safe.
Well, the thing with Annabelle, she torments all these families, can move objects, you know, all the whole ordeal. But then you lock her in a glass case and there it all goes. Goodbye.
She's done?
Yeah. Like what?
There's so many of those, like the Halloweens, like Michael Myers, man. I don't know why. May 3rd, we're talking Halloween. It's fine. They couldn't kill that dude. They, like, unloaded on that dude several times. How do you... That's the one I don't know, because you got to cut his head off, I guess, but yeah. I'm assuming it's just going to grow right back.
Well, same with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I mean, just a big, big dude who's basically invincible.
Yeah, I never saw that one. Isn't that one based on a real story or something?
I honestly don't know. I watched it for the first time recently, and it was cool. Like, it was a thriller more than a horror film, but...
Okay, you guys are in on this. Good. The Hooligans are in. Dixon says, Chucky movies scare the absolute crap out of me more than anything else. He is my key to note. Hate him and clowns as well. Do you remember the spaceship alien clowns? Kryptonite, that's what you're saying. He's my kryptonite. Okay, I got you. You remember the space alien clowns? What the hell was that? Aliens from outer space or something like that? Well, aren't all aliens from outer space? Alien clowns from outer space. That's what I meant to say. No, it was creepy. He like uses a dude as a puppet. Like he kills a guy and yeah, that freaked me out, messed me up. The Exorcist though, like I won't watch that one. I saw it growing up when I was little. My sisters all wanted to watch it. That messed me up like you wouldn't believe. And then they started making a bunch of different spinoffs, and I saw The Exorcism of when I first moved to UNC. Didn't have a roommate yet, so I was all by myself in the dorms, new area for me. I'm a small farm town kid, and I went and watched The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Dude, terrifying. Like, that freaked me out, and I had to go home by myself. That was nuts, dude. Scary movies are crazy. I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah, is Cinderella scary, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wicked stepmom?
Oh, yeah.
She's terrifying. She's in that dark room, like, petting the cat. Like, what are you doing? That was creepy for me.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Like, it is funny how Chucky, like, that's the 80s for you, though. Like, you're so lucky and yet unlucky that you weren't even around in the late 80s or in the 90s because things were just weird. Like, Chucky, who would have thought, let's make this doll terrorize people? It's like, but what is his special powers? Well, that he's a talking doll with a spirit inside of him. Oh, can he, like, shoot lasers out of his eyes? Nope. He can pick up a knife and stab you with it. Well, what's to stop me from, like, just kicking him and then ripping his arms off? Well, they won't do that because they'll be so scared because it's a talking doll. Ah, okay. I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah, horror film logic is just.
Let's make like 18 more of these.
But I feel like I'm unlucky for like having my standards so high on horror films. Like it kind of ruins all the great horror films like back in the day.
Because you can't watch the corny, crappy ones.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what the 80s was about. Like right. Freddy Krueger, Chucky, like all those really weird ones.
Well, yeah, and when people say The Exorcist is the scariest movie ever made, it's like, I watch it, and I'm like, this is just silly.
It was so scary for me, though.
See,
like, telling you,
but,
man.
Like, I'll never know, because I'll never experience it.
Yeah,
because
like, you all the, what are the ones, the spirits, and they're always, what do you call that, something activity? What is that
paranormal.
Called? Paranormal. I've never seen any of those, but those look absolutely bone-chilling to me. Are those scary?
I haven't seen them, but I'm not really, like... Paranormal activity doesn't really bother me.
No. The previews scare the crap out of me. The one with the nun?
Yeah, that
is it
one,
just called The Nun?
Yeah, that one's part of the Annabelle franchise.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Like, that's freaky to me. Dixon says, the original Exorcist was the first horror movie I saw at a theater. I had no business being there that young. I'm still traumatized. See, I still think about The Exorcist.
Yeah, and that's how my dad is. Like, yeah. How Dixon's explaining it
there. No, I still think about that. Like, her head turning around. When she goes down the stairs on all fours, but she's like, you know, backwards doing it. That messed me up. So, and then she, like, gets down to the stairs, and then she, like, urinates on the carpet. Just creepy, weird crap like that happened. And it was just, ooh.
Yeah, see, now I'd watch it and I'd be like, really?
I wish I could do that. Chucky, I will admit, I watch it now and I'm like, this is so funny. I did watch it over Halloween. And I'm like, dude, even the little kids that he's chasing, you guys are stronger than that thing, man. You can take him out. That's great. All right, that's a fun topic then. What's a scary movie that scared the hell out of you that shouldn't? Like Chucky. The doll. Do you remember The Leprechaun? Did you see? I gotta remember. I'm 87 years older than you. The Leprechaun was scary. Ernest Scared Stupid. Yeah, you guys are laughing right now. Ernest Scared Stupid. It's Ernest. Ernest is great. But that movie with the trolls in it? Oh, dude, it messed me up. That messed me up. So we had a little, like, on the farm, you know, we had, like, a little forest, we called it, where these trees were everywhere. And somebody had left, like, a snow boot there, just forgot. I don't know, took it off. I have no idea why it was there. From that point on, that snow boot came from a child that was locked into a tree from those trolls in Ernest Scared Stupid. That's what my brain told me. I was like, I'm never going out there ever again. That was crazy.
Did you, have you seen that new one, Truth or Dare?
Is that a scary movie?
It's more of a thriller than a horror film. It's like a truth or dare game, but like if they have to complete a task and if they don't, they die. Mm. But like when they get like when they see like almost like a demon and like it's just some random person that could come up to them. It could be their friends, could be a stranger, doesn't matter. But they come up with like a super creepy smile on their face.
Oh.
It like goes like all like it's
I like that.
Yeah.
That's like the Soundgarden video where they all have that creepy smiles. Eastside Chris says Jaws was my first date, got really close. Well, that's when you go to scary movies, right? You're gonna take a date. But then when you realize you're more scared than your date, that's when you're
that's
like,
the issue.
This backfired. Do you want to go or? Bama Bear, I was terrified of the Leprechaun with Warwick Davis. Yeah. Yeah. That was nuts. Like, stuff that you shouldn't be scared of. That you look back now and you're like, dude, that was so goofy. Why was I scared of that? Dixon says, I'd rather throw hands with Michael Myers than deal with Chucky holding a knife. That's the thing. It's like, what can Chucky do? He can do the same thing that a person can do, but he's a doll. So he's even less. But that is scary. And you're going to be so scared that you will not be able to just kick him. And do your thing.
So in that standard, you should be scared of every person you see.
Yes. Exactly. What are the ones where they... The Purge? Is that scary?
Those ones were...
Because you think about that stuff, like that could maybe happen. Well, no, probably not. But likelihood of that versus a doll coming after you with a knife.
Exactly. I like the ones that are a little bit more realistic.
Right. So like you could say Walking Dead, this TV show, that was good for a while. But there was some scary stuff in that, man.
Yeah, but it's like back on The Purge, like I consider that more of a thriller than a horror film.
Really?
Yeah.
They made like 80 of them now.
Yeah. I mean, I watched the new ones. They're all right. But.
That is too nuts for me. That's scary.
Yeah?
I don't like it.
Where do you draw the line?
I guess for me, I think of it like, I do think of The Purge as something that if the government is crazy or whatever, you know, and like extremes could happen. And then you as a family, like with my wife and kids, suddenly I'm like, oh gosh, I have to protect this house, you know, like that becomes more realistic. I don't really have a line. I would try any scary movie if like, a bunch of us here at the station were like, hey, we're going out to a scary movie. That's fine. I'll go try it. That's fine. But am I going to choose to just, like, watch a scary movie at home? Probably not. Like, it fascinates me more than it scares me. But if I see Paranormal Activity 3 is on HBO, I'm not going to even click it on there. I'm not going there. The Exorcist, same thing. No way. No way in hell. Not going. Noob says Faces of Death. What is that one? I've never seen that.
Yeah, it beats me.
Is that an old, is that like an 80s one? 80s and 90s, though, man. That's the way to go with the scary movies. Definitely. Okay, well, there we go. We are thoroughly off of the, we are completely off of the rails right now. But that's fine. Sometimes you need to get there. Guess what my game of the week is, Jades? I've got my game of the week. Maybe the first time of the year that my game, maybe the first time of 2 years. My game of the week is game freaking one between the Nashville Predators and the Colorado Avalanche. It's going to be a great one, a great series. So the Method Flow Products poll question of the day, how will the first round go between the Avs and the Predators? Avs in 4, 5, 6, 7, or do the Predators shock the world and pull off a major upset? The majority of the hooligans are landing on Avs in 5. Avs in 5, 33% of the hooligans sitting there. I just refreshed to take a look here. Avs in 5. Dude, guess what's second place here? Are you guys kidding me on this? Second place with 18% of the votes is Predators in 7. You got no faith in the Avs? I mean, some people are really freaked out right now about the Avs and the way they ended the season. So the Predators are playing with like their third string goalie, aren't they? This should be an Avs 5-6 at the very most. Go vote at theholeshow.com. And dude, keep the scary movie things going. I would love to hear scary movies that terrified you that have no business of terrifying you. Serious. Like, Ernest Scared Stupid. That was scary. It was supposed to be a kid's movie. It was so scary, man. 22 minutes after the hour. When we come back, let's get to Avs Predators, a little preview there. NBA last night. Luka Doncic deserves better. He deserves Nikola Jokic in a Denver Nuggets uniform. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Method Flow Products poll question of the day, available at theholeshow.com. How will the first round go between the Avalanche and the Predators? I'm kind of shocked at what's second place in this poll right now. I just assumed everybody would go nuts here, and it would be all in on the Avs. But second place is Predators in 7. How about that? I mean, I'm looking at the Predators here, and listen, you guys know, this is going to be fun. I'm not a hockey guy. But Jades and I have decided to take the oath, the blood oath, of watching hockey playoffs and getting into it and learning more about the game. How about that, Jades? Are you ready? You watching tonight? 7:30. I know it's a school night, but you got to stay up.
Brady, I can't do it.
Darcy Kemper. Let's go. He's the goalie. He stops pucks from going in the net. There, you're not going to get that kind of assessment anywhere else.
I learned something new today.
I just call it like it is, man. Did you know that Patrick Waugh was Darcy Kemper's like idol growing up?
The more you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a little deep research I've been doing here. He talks about it quite a bit, actually. Well, I mean, again, just I don't care if you're a hockey guru or not. If you have a good player that's not playing and a backup is playing for that good player, the odds should be in your favor a little bit more. I like the Avs. Listen, sweeps are hard to predict, especially in hockey. I don't want to go there, but I know the Avs had a rough end stretch to the season, a rough stretch there. But I feel like they're too good. That maybe they just took their foot off the gas. Is that real? Predators don't have their top goalie. 38 wins this season. Left leg injury, he's out. So they don't even know Connor Ingram or David Rittich. Is that, I think that's how you say it. They don't even know who's going to start in net for them tonight. So how can you? Avs easily going to take this thing tonight. I mean, I don't see any other way. And Predators in seven. So again, just people that I've talked to are like really concerned. Well, I just didn't like the way it ended. Well, Tanner asked me a question. Tanner, doing a great job in the morning show now with NoCo Now in the Morning. He said, hey, is hockey like basketball in the sense where you can just take your photo, you know, like what we see with LeBron James all the time. What we used to see was LeBron would kind of coast, his teams would kind of coast, and then the playoffs would come around and he was just a different beast. Is hockey like that? I'm asking you. Is it easier to flip that switch? Then, okay, we took our foot off the gas a little bit. We took it easy. We were hurt. We didn't want to get more hurt, so we took it easy as we approached the playoffs. We're just going to turn it on like that tonight at 7:30 against the Nashville Predators. I would imagine hockey, baseball, football, basketball, they've all got some similarities there, and the one thing that connects all of us children is Uncle Mo. Momentum. And the Avs don't have that going in. So is that a big deal? Is that a big concern for tonight? I mean, it's playoff hockey. And, you know, everyone that I've talked to that tells me I need to be watching more hockey, they're like, playoff hockey is unlike anything you'll ever see. Well, we're going to find out. And listen, I've watched playoff hockey. I grew up being an Avs fan. I was an Avs fan in the 90s. I was an Avs fan in the early 2000s. You guys know my story. The lockouts, I didn't think that hockey was a strong enough sport to keep me after two lockouts in 10 years. And that proved to be the case. And I just kind of drifted away from it. And I think that's a lot of people. Trust me. That's a lot of people. Is it a good sport? Hell yeah, it's a good sport. It's a different sport. It's completely different to me. You know, we always say the big four. And I always, you know, to me, it's the big three and then hockey. That's always the way it's been with me. But we're going to try to change that narrative, aren't we? We're going to get into it. I'm going to be tweeting about it. They may not be the sophisticated hockey tweets that you're good with, that you're accepting, but it'll be entertaining. Tomorrow, I would like to hear J-Dog's assessment of the penalty kill goods and bads of the Avs game one. Your assessment of, so you need to be paying attention to how they kill penalties or avoid or how their penalties are killed against them, perhaps. Yes. Pay attention. Are you getting ready for that?
Yeah, this is actually more homework than I've had all semester.
Because you're a sports guy, but listen, don't mistake it. There is a difference. There's sports guys, and then there's hockey guys. Those are two different beasts. Hockey has a very loyal fan base, no doubt about it. But they don't necessarily have the casual fan base that you see in the NFL, that you see in the NBA, that you see in baseball even. Look, go to Coors Field and tell me that place is not full of casual fans. Absolutely is. But this is it. This state is a sports state, man. We always say it's Broncos country. That's just because the Broncos, it's football. Football's easier to forgive. But I'm telling you, this state is salivating over the idea of the Avs winning a Stanley Cup. Or the Rockies getting back into the playoffs and being a fixture in the playoffs. Listen, you know I'm more of a Nuggets guy. I'll tell you right now, I've seen the Nuggets in the playoffs. I don't know that this state goes absolutely wild for the Nuggets in the playoffs. I don't know why that is. Is that because they went to the first round so much and got knocked out? But I'm telling you, Rocktober is real. Avalanche in the playoffs is real. I did a poll last night. What are you paying attention to more of? And to be fair, with the Nuggets not being in the playoffs, it's I can see why this vote went one way. But I said, what's getting most of your attention? NHL playoffs or NBA playoffs? And the poll I did on Twitter, 72% went to NHL playoffs, while 27% went to the NBA playoffs. So, in fairness, the Avs are in it. A lot of my followers are Colorado people, I'm guessing. The Avs are in it. The Nuggets aren't anymore. So, I think that swayed the vote a little bit, but I'm still thinking the NHL playoffs would have won. We're going to have fun with this, though. Excited about it. And I just, again, I look at depth charts and I see, wow, Nashville's without their number one goalie. The Avalanche are with they have theirs. That's what matters the most in hockey is your goalie. So yes, the Avs are going to take this series. No doubt about it. 12:36 the time. Jades, let's jump out real fast. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Another great thing about like the 80s, man, I mean, the tunes, they were okay. 41 minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Shout out to Weldworks. They are, man, I love this place. It's fantastic. Got the annex in there. Try the fries in there, man. Just sit around, grab a beer with your buddy, your date, whatever, and just get one of those, whatever you call it, of fries, a little bucket of fries there. Delicious. You're going to love it, man. Fridays, they got a new beer release every single Friday at noon. And check this out. On May 11th, CSU's doing this thing where they take all their coaches around the state, kind of chunks of the state of Colorado, and introduce them and just have meet and greets and all that. I know they're going to Sterling. I think they're going to go down south somewhere. But May 11th at 5 o'clock, they'll be out at Weldworks. So I'm going to probably pop by there. I know Coach Jay Norvell is going to be there. Nico Medved's going to be there. All of the, pretty much most of the CSU head coaches are going to be there. Hilbert's going to be there. It's going to be great. 5 o'clock at Weldworks. That place gets it, man. Michael Malone loves Weldworks. If that's not an endorsement, let's face it. Michael Malone's been stressed out all year. He knows what the go-to beer is, and it's Weldworks. 12:42 the time. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. And I want to know how you think this Avs-Predators series is going to go down. I think the Avs are going to win this thing in 5 or 6. Just based on what we're seeing, with the depth chart and everything there. And again, you're getting healthier. Jared Bednar talked about how healthy this crew's going to be. First time he feels like it's the healthiest they've been. Kind of very similar to the Golden State Warriors coming in, right? Where they were hurt off and on all year, and then they all get healthy at the right time. Gabriel Landeskog's back. You're getting the captain back in the mix. He returns to the lineup after undergoing knee surgery back in mid-March. So it'll be good to see him back in the fold here. They are, one and a half goal favorites tonight. 1.5 goal favorites. Is that good? Is that bad? Check this out. You were talking to me a little bit about this. This is how unpredictable the playoffs can be in hockey. As the last seed in the West during the 2017 postseason, the Predators swept the top-seeded Chicago Blackhawks on their way to their only Stanley Cup final appearance, 2017. They took down the top seed Chicago Blackhawks. This is why we always talk about, like, this can happen in hockey. This can very much happen. So hopefully you have an Avalanche team that, even though they struggled down the stretch, their worst stretch of hockey. I mean, again, whether they were resting guys, weren't healthy, whatever, they had a bad stretch. How do you feel going again? I think getting the captain back in the mix is a big deal, especially considering how much he struggled down the stretch. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I'm getting a little reunion action with Matt Duchene. He's been working out really well for him individually going to Nashville. He set the franchise record for 43 goals, finished with 86 points for the best season of his career in his third season with the Predators. So since he made that switch, things have been all right. Drafted by the Colorado Avalanche, third overall back in 2009. 45 minutes after the hour. Where do you think this is going to go down? How do you think this is going to go down? Vote at theholeshow.com. That's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. The Rockies and, well, we're getting a chance here. And I don't know what the weather is going to do, but I'm guessing we'll be all right for tonight's game. But you got the Rocks and the Nationals going at it tonight at 6:40. This month is very interesting going forward here, because there's a lot, and I outlined this yesterday, a lot of winnable series coming up for the Rocks. This is one of them. You got to take advantage of this. You're 9-4 at home. You're putting together an amazing home record, 13-9 overall, successful first month of baseball. But that's not the test. Everybody knows that you can put together a decent record in the month of April. Can you sustain it for May? Can you give yourself some breathing room just in case the June swoon happens and you do really start to fall out? Ramon Marquez going to the mound for the Rockies. And I do like what Jerry Schimmel had to say yesterday. He's like, hey, Chris Bryant hasn't been that much of a factor. He's hurt. You got one win between your two starting pitchers, which, again, I know wins aren't all end all be all anymore. But you got one win between those two guys. You got to kind of feel like, man, I don't know that this team's fully clicking just yet. I feel very optimistic about the Rocks. I think that division is going to continue to be so damn tough for them. And I kind of still sticking with where I, you know, what I started with. I think this team is a much improved baseball team, and I think they missed the playoffs still by 5 or 6. I think that would be considered a big, you know, a big time deal if they can miss it by just a few games. How about this, though? Check this out, Jades. Trevor Story's batting average. Can you guess what Trevor Story's batting average is?
I know it's bad.
It's .217. Ramel Tapia? Former Rockies that the Rockies moved on from, .239. My guy, John Gray, he's 0-1. 7 is his ERA. 7.
Yeah, but he's only had one start.
Two starts. Two starts for John Gray. Check this out. Randall Grichuk, .338. Chad Kuhl, as pitcher, 3-0. 1.9 ERA in 4 starts. Listen, I like John Gray as much as the next guy. What's going on, Bill Schmidt? Look at the move. I mean, direct 1 month in, a direct impact. The guys he chose to move on from or not re-sign. You know, and again, Trevor Story was offered more money to stay as a Rocky. He went away. So what? Okay. But so far, so good for Colorado. And I was skeptical about this hire just because I thought that it was time for the Rockies to go with an outside look. So far, so good.
If GMs could have a war, his war would be at least like 4 on the month.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. If not even better. I mean, I know it's April, I know, but it's just like it's worth kind of taking a glance at right now, because I think the Rockies win tonight. Marquez gets a win. They're sitting at 14-9. Chance to win another series. You've only lost one series so far. That's 1 month of baseball. You've only lost one series. That's got to say something, but you got to keep it going. Pressure's on. Nobody believes in you. 12:49 the time. We're going to wrap up the hour on the other side. I got Brian Howell from Buff Zone joining me in the second hour. The transfer portal has been brutal for Colorado. Jabari Walker is officially leaving the Buffs. He's going to enter the NBA draft. It's not a test. He's gone. What is happening in Colorado? I mean, are Buffs fans okay these days? We'll talk to Brian Howell about it. Nate Landman didn't get drafted. No Buffs got drafted for the first time since 2016. How are we doing out there, Buffs fans? All right, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavnar from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Thanks for being with us here today on this Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, we'll have the Rockies back in action tonight at 6 o'clock, as we talked about. So we're looking forward to that, ready to see this team carry over, for the most part, what they did extremely well in the month of April. All right, the Broncos thing, I want to get into this a little bit. Now, going over the draft, you've had a few days now to kind of sit with it and look at the Broncos picks. Until proven otherwise, I do think George Payton can kind of do no wrong. Now, I know it's still a small sample size of everything, but he's been very good. Two off seasons so far for the Broncos, and look what you yielded. Look at your draft from last year. Patrick Surtain and Javonte Williams. Okay, boom. Great. You secured some of your star wide receivers that you really think you can build around, and Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick. I like the move to get Melvin Gordon. You did a good job there. You traded Von Miller to get something out of him. Was it the right move? It wasn't working out anymore. Von's going on to do fine things now. Okay, cool. Be with the Bills now. But it wasn't working in Denver. And then you get Russell Wilson. You pass on a quarterback last year to get Patrick Surtain. And a lot of people thought that was a very bad move. Well, you're not going to get Justin Fields. You're not going to get a quarterback. What are you doing? You're pulling a John Elway here. Well, not only do you get a Pro Bowl caliber, I know he's only going into his second year, but Patrick Surtain might be the real deal. And then you get Russell Wilson. You get both. So yeah, so far so good, but I think it's worth playing devil's advocate a bit. Top two needs for me were right tackle and inside linebacker. And you didn't get either of those guys. You got an outside linebacker in Nick Bonito, and I'm excited about him, but is that more of a depth pick? I'm just going to say it. The Nick Bonito pick felt more like a John Elway pick. Okay, we got Bradley Chubb, who has to prove it. I get it. I understand that. But was that the number one need, edge rusher? Maybe it was close, but you're really hoping that Bradley Chubb can do something here, can take his game up to the next level. But if he can't, then yeah, this move is going to be awesome, and it'll, those two will work together. But this was a depth move more than it was a quick fix, like Patrick Surtain. Patrick Surtain last year was a quick fix move. Depth, whatever, but he ultimately, quickly became the number one corner. Greg Dulcich, I think that's going to be a quick impact. I really do. But Nick Bonito feels more, and I'm not saying I knocked the pick at all. I'm excited for him. I think he's going to be a great player. And again, until George Payton proves otherwise, I'm in his corner. But that pick did feel eerily similar to something John Elway would do. Food for thought. Second hour coming up next. Today in the NFL, right around the corner. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.